Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Even if it's Christmas. Motherfuckers.
So excited. Merry Christmas, y'all. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa.
Well, all the inclusivity here, like all the fucking holidays.
Christmas is actually like the most famous holiday, but that reminds us of a jingle.
Christmas time is here. Wow, that was beautiful.
Oh my God.
That was beautiful.
That was rough. I enjoyed every moment of that.
Hang on. Let me do this. Christmas.
Val's former life, she was a singer. It's hard because she's got the ear to hear good music, but
I really
it
do.
Fucking skips a beat when it goes to her voice.
Do you know that that is the one thing I would want in life?
I always wanted to be a singer.
If I could give up maybe a finger. I think I'd give up a finger to have
to
a good
a
voice.
Singer.
You know?
Honestly, our whole lives. Yeah, no, I've, like, our whole friendship, I knew that about you, that you've wanted desperately. You're always like, God, if I could just sing. And I'm like, fuck, I know, because damn, that was bad, but I love that for you.
Maybe in my next life.
I think so. If you manifest it hard enough.
Could manifest that my voice is going to sound good tomorrow.
Egg Theory has them saying that you're already everybody else in the world, so you probably already are a singer somewhere. Anyways, meanwhile, back at the North Pole.
Okay.
What the elves? What the elves? Well,
every elf can sing.
I would think that. I think that's valid. You got to be dapper while you're fucking in a sweatshop for 364 days a year, okay? You got to be pretty happy about it. This episode, lo and behold, is about Christmas. And not necessarily just Christmas, because we don't want to pigeonhole this to just fucking Christmas, right? Happy birthday, Jesus. Cool. But there's a lot of other great holidays.
You should say it like that, but yeah.
You know, I saw a shirt the other day that was like an old school picture of Jesus Christ with a little birthday cap on, and it was like, birthday boy. It fucking got me, dude. I was like, oh, if I had half a mind, I would fucking buy that. But we, I don't know, I kind of took a deep dive into holidays. Because I don't know. I'm feeling weird about the holidays this year. I don't know if that's just me. You're kind of more holiday, Juju, because your family's like really tight knit. But like, I don't know. The holidays kind of hit different.
I'm sorry for that. For
I'm
you.
Sorry. I'm
sorry.
A really
for
great
you.
Family.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does the holidays feel different? Even like this year or the last few years to you? Just me.
It feels different this year. I feel like the days are going way. This is how into Christmas I am that I feel like it's going by too fast. And I, like, love the countdown aspect and stuff, but now it's just blowing by because we're just busy in life, and it's bothering me.
This is the least busy Christmas I've ever had. I'm still just like, this is weird. I have kids, so it kind of makes you reinvent the fun for other people, right? You're creating this experience now for them. But I get torn a lot. I don't know. Thanksgiving was kind of a thing. I was just like,
I don't like Thanksgiving, to be honest.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, fuck this fucking holiday. This is a fucking colonist holiday. Well, I don't know.
Thanksgiving has some weird shit behind it. But if we're talking Christmas, I mean, technically, it is a religious thing. We are not the most religious people that you'll meet. I'm saying that in a nice way. So really, that's not why we celebrate Christmas. It's more of, for me, it's about family and going and looking at lights, which I haven't done this year. I haven't even done that. Like those, I think it's about making core memories, to be honest. Like, I think that's the point. Be like, remember that one Christmas we did this? And like something my family, we started last year, kind of went from TikTok, because my sister-in-law and my brother are on TikTok. This was before we were. And we're now calling it the Yingling Family Games. And it was so fun. Again, that's just like now it's a tradition. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about what your family has as traditions, I'm like, why have we not been doing that forever? Because we had a full board with the scores. Lil Martin freaking won. And I was pissed. You know I was pissed. I almost got last place. I was pissed. Like that, it was so fun to just like do that with everyone. Yeah. My mom participated. It was games that my mom can do. God. You know what I mean? Like,
just yeah. so fun. Like, I those remember. Are the memories that mm-hmm. you're going to have, you just know?
Fucking busting off, too.
Yeah.
I remember, yeah, I would say one of my core memories was being at my auntie's house playing spoons.
Oh, you're yeah.
Like, you pass the car, first person to get four yeah. of kind, fucking grabs a spoon, everybody grabs a spoon, and the last person, you know, there's a spoon shy of who's sitting at the table, and if you don't get it, you're out, kind of like a spoon musical chairs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say that was probably, like, one of my favorite traditions. That was actually one of my biggest things, like, what are some of your, so we'll get into that as far yeah. as favorite traditions, but I was searching around for just like random fucking facts and I didn't realize how crazy America is about holidays. We have so many fucking holidays, and in 2024, America will be observing 335 holidays in national observances. I thought holidays were crazy too, because it can be whittled down like national, statewide, and even town, right? Mm-hmm. You can have a town holiday. And I was like, well, hold on a fucking second here. What does it take to get shit turned into a holiday? Not that much, quite frankly. A good marketing ploy.
You
so
could do a small town holiday.
You basically come up with a concept, put it out there, get a bunch of people to get, you know, get on the coattails of that concept, and just kind of stick with it for a little while. Have enough proof to where you can either go to the state, you know, or the municipality and say, hey, I want to make this fucking official, and they'll do it if it's legit. So that's how you get a holiday made. On the national level, you'd have to do a federal. It's basically an application.
That'd be way harder.
Oh my god! But you can do it. So now announcing Amanda Day.
No, Real Talk Sundays Day.
Real Talk
bitch.
Sundays Day.
This March, isn't about you. March 5th was when we did the launch.
March 5th. We'll say March 5th is Real Talk Sundays Day, where we encourage authentic and genuine communication about with anything and
your
everything.
Family, your friends, mm-hmm. your relationship.
Loved ones. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start that. So that's what we're starting. I also found, because I was visiting Boston too, and I was looking up interesting facts about Boston while I was there, and I thought it was hilarious that for like a year, it was a little over a year, Boston outlawed Christmas. And I was busting up about this. It's 1659, so it was way back in the day, right? But it was considered a great dishonor of God and an offense to others,
but
where like the Christmas was taking away mm-hmm. from Jesus Christ, which had me busting. I was like, well, shit, yeah, what came first, the tree or the manger? Okay, the manger for sure, right? So that whole thing. And I'm trying to think, like, the way the fucking Christmas timeline, we can get into that. That's a whole other separate episode. But I was starting to be like, where the fuck did they just say, we're going to two for this. We're going to be like, Jesus' birthday, fucking Saint Nick. Like, let's just like
Santa
them together.
With that. Yeah.
Hop, skip, and a jump. For those of you who don't want to pray or whatever, let's just give them a tree. Like, let's give them a dead carcass to decorate and they'll be fine with it. It's fine.
I do wonder how that happened, huh?
Maybe I should have researched that and that should have been the main thing.
Shoot. But it's okay. We don't wanna make this some like fucking
I just thought it was a trip.
Why did we switch from religion to a tree? We don't need to be like that.
Because I know it originally started with religion, but ironically, like if you go back and I heard something saying how technically the timeline didn't even align with Christmas's birth, you know, Jesus's birthday being on Christmas. That's not even fact. Like, so I was like, all right, we're gonna leave this there. I just thought that was interesting that they banned, and everybody in the town was like, fuck you, we love Christmas. And it lasted like a year. Mm-hmm. They didn't celebrate Christmas
but
one
again,
fucking year.
That is how humans are. They want to do what makes them feel good, and if they're not serious into religion, they're going to be like, yeah, we're still going to have Christmas. It has nothing to do with that.
I think it's a perfect example of how people should really overthrow the government. If they really want to, they can.
So that's not what this episode's
if
about.
If you want it, manifest it. Okay, that's all I'm saying as a town. And then I thought, you know, I was like, Christmas has got to be the most famous fucking holiday globally. And it is.
Yeah.
Christmas is everyone's main holiday around
Christmas
the world.
Time is here. Ooh, that was better.
Holiday
that was
cheer.
That was better.
But yeah, I thought that was fucking interesting. And then like all the trends shit, because I'm a TikTok junkie, right?
Yeah, you are.
I'm getting Val into it. You want to try this heroin real fast? Just let me do it
for
you.
Dude, it is a little bit.
It's heroin, dude.
You know that I haven't watched one video on it.
Good. Don't.
I've just been going profile. Starts. What are our likes? What are our views? That's all I like do. Obsessed. And then I respond to the comments.
Honestly,
I have not watched one thing.
Keep it that way. Because I was like trying not to build out the Real Talk Sunday algorithm on TikTok because the shit I listen, I'm into weird shit. You'd be like, what the fuck's on our FYP right now? Why the fuck are people shoving ornaments up their assholes right now? Not that you can find that on TikTok. They will ban you.
How could, yeah, let's not get into that. But that first one. Because you can get banned on TikTok. We found that out.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of fucking trends that have been on my FYP, and I was like, we got to fucking talk about this. But the top of my list, dude. This
one is so good. Oh, we were talking about it before.
I cried.
People not stuffing mom's stockings.
What the fuck is that?
I've never thought about that until I saw that sentence. Bro, poor mother.
Dude, and just think about your moms right now. I was literally thinking about it. I was like, yeah, dude, I don't know if I got a stocking, like, from my house, right? Because here's the thing. My dad is known for his stockings. Mm. My dad does stockings every year, and I fucking, honestly, prefer those over the gifts he gives me because he does, one, he's been consistent with it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And two, he puts good shit in there, just packs of gum, lottery tickets, just $100 over the lottery ticket, and we're just... For like 30 minutes.
Yeah, my
like
mom
so
puts
fun.
Those in there too.
Just good shit. I use it every year. I fucking empty that candy, just a bunch of great shit. And like, that's one thing I'll give my dad kudos for is the fucking stocking. And I've always looked forward to it. But when it came to like my house, dude, if I didn't stock it, it didn't get fucking. You know what's funny is the pet's stockings got stocked before mine did. Like, and I was thinking to my mom too. And I was like, does anybody stock my mom's fucking stocking? And I had this one memory in particular where I stayed up super late. It was one Christmas. I stayed up so late. We were at the house in the North End. And I had bought her these weird, like, decor. It was in oil, and it was, like, peppers and shit. And, you know, a kitchen decor. I bought her three of them. And I stayed up so late so that I could stuff her stocking. And I remember being so proud of myself because I didn't get her a gift, but I stuffed her stocking. And she was so like, oh, my God, Panda. Oh. And I was like, fuck, I haven't stuffed that stocking's. I haven't stuffed her stockings.
Wow,
since
you're
like
horrible.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, here's the craziest thing. I'm jealous right now. You get a fucking stocking still? I'm fucking spoiled as a motherfucker, and I got cut off.
Oh my God, I just get like, you know,
I literally
Instapots
got
and
cut
shit.
Off. It was like a whole thing. Like my brother was like, "Well, when's Valerie gonna be cut off from her stocking?" And then it's like, "When is Rachel cut off?"
Never.
Rachel, I think, is close to getting cut off because I think they're doing it at the same age that I got cut off. That's how they're doing it.
Like insurance right now?
Yeah,
like,
literally.
I'm sorry.
Literally.
You don't get a stocking.
But the point is, my parents never had a stocking.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's
so it's
crazy
never been thought of. But I'm going to get my stocking. I mean, I'm going to get my mom a stocking.
And I was like, shit, did I even stuff my dad? But I'm pretty sure my stepmom stuffs my dad's stockings. And I know my mom stuffs my stepdad's stockings. That sounds terrible.
That's crazy that
they sounds like
them,
a fucking.
But see, that just shows you how families are different. How
your
you guys
dad
have stocking.
Your stocking?
Oh my God.
Jesus
just like how your dad
Christ.
Mows your lawn. Real
fuck.
Good.
Fuck. Let's just. Anyways, there was also sub TikToks about these men. This one guy in particular I saw, he was like, you guys, and giving this like fucking layman's terms announcement, just PA to all the guys out there. He's literally like, go into her bathroom, look on the countertop, take a picture of those products, go buy some of those products.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Like,
yeah, come
honestly,
on, use your brain.
But he's like, come on, guys, and like giving them just basic ass ideas. And I was like, yeah, dude, where does she go with her friends a lot? Where does she get her coffees? Like, just basic ass shit. And I was literally appalled. I was like, oh my fucking God. But if you're listening to this, take 2 cents, stuff your wife's stockings this year. Okay, fucking do it. Lock it in, man. That's actually a great fucking stocking stuffer, if you know what I'm saying, dude. You want to put some fun shit in there? She'll eat that up. Like, are you kidding me?
Corrado wants it right now.
Fucking stuff that stocking. And then, like, be good kids, man. Like, make sure your mom's stocking's getting taken care
Bro,
of.
Oh, I can't believe I've never thought about it. I'm, like, upset. I don't know if I can finish this podcast.
Go,
because
fuck.
I need to go. Let's
just
go after
cute
this.
Little shit that
Let's
reminds.
Let's go after this and get our mom's stockings.
We can do that. I'm down
it.
For that. I was like, I didn't get anything.
And stuff it.
And then we'll stuff it. Adam and Eve. So,
oh no, I'm not getting my mom. She doesn't even know what a vibrator looks like.
Oh,
we're not
going
to get into that. The next one is buying local. Fucking changes lives.
Yeah.
It really does. Don't get a gift card to Starbucks, like Dutch Bros. Get a local coffee shop. That's my example.
I have been making an active effort in this year, and I will tell you, it takes twice as long and costs twice as much. But I will tell you, every time they've been like, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw this in. I was even in Boston just buying little, like, little street corn. And they were like, oh, my God, thank you. Like, it's just a really important thing to remember. And I just specifically think of the tall shops or the small shops that are on TikTok. Mm-hmm. One TikTok changes a fucking company's life. So as a business owner, if you're not on TikTok, you're sleeping on money, man. Like, the easiest way
are
to get you out
TikTok?
There. We're on TikTok, but we don't have, like, a product. Or I mean, we're okay. Do as I say, not as
okay,
I do.
Okay. I was just asking. I'm because like, shit, now, are we going to make a dollar?
we're starting to get our storefront up there just with our shirts and shit, right? But like specifically for small businesses, you are one viral TikTok away from changing your entire destiny in your small business. And I've been buying small businesses, going to their website, not ordering it through TikTok shop. Mm-hmm. Or I will go to their link tree. Go to their website and straight. And I've even put on here my fucking favorite, dude, is Horror Ornaments, okay? They create scary fucking Christmas ornaments. And their website, oh my God, or even at TikTok, it was this, I found her over a year ago. And I remember her posting like, you know, POV, your dad makes scary ornaments. And like, she's still banging on TikTok.
What does POV mean?
Point of view. Oh, someone does it. Oh, Val, God, I love you. Your purity is just so good. Oh, God.
I keep seeing it and I don't know what it means. Yeah. I was wondering.
I know you don't.
Where do you keep seeing POV?
Where do you see POV?
Like people just like write that on a
POV
comment.
POV semicolon. Da, da,
yeah,
da, da, da.
Yeah. I just didn't know.
Yeah, that's where I see it too the most. Interesting. That's funny. You still don't even get it. But yeah, scary Xmas ornaments. And you can find her at Not Famous Michaela on TikTok. And her dad makes these crazy awesome. So if your family's into that, because I got a cousin I bought them last year and they were so backstocked it didn't come till after Christmas and I fucking kept them because they were so cool. But I was like, actually, I should probably give
actually
them to
I got
them.
You a present, but I'm gonna keep it.
Scary fucking ornaments and just quirky ones too. So if you got people that, but yeah, go check them out, dude. Ornaments.
Ornaments.
But yeah, scary Xmas ornaments. Those are my favorite. But that's just a perfect example of like literally one viral TikTok changing an entire company's, you know, end game. And year after year, just getting, you know, reposting that content to you because they are already locked in for this year. Like, great shit. But that was my biggest one. If you can, guys, do it. This world's changing. And like, when big corporations go to shit, like those small businesses are going to go before you if they don't take care of you or if you don't take care of them. So that was my biggest one. And they'll appreciate it and you'll feel better about it. But yeah, dude, it takes a little bit more
effort.
It does.
I got my dog stockings. I'm booked.
I gotta get my dog stockings. Another TikTok trend that I just kept seeing too is like, my TikTok is slammed full of being sold shit. Like every other fucking influencer is
repping. Because they know that you're a sucker.
Well, no, because everything's now getting monetized. So they're,
I know,
they
I'm
put
kidding.
All, you know, the
I'm
shopping.
Being funny, thanks.
What I do to trick myself on not buying it is I'll add it to the cart and then I abandon the cart. It makes me feel like I did it, but I didn't buy it. So that's what I've been doing. But I did splurge on some shit, but I try and get the small business version of that mm-hmm. shit. But another one, yeah, I'll tell you, but it was a Christmas present. I almost just blew my load. I almost just told you what your Christmas present was. So I ordered
thought,
stuff on there.
Did we say we're getting I'm giving you that skin. We're good.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
good. I'm taking care of it. So that was a big one is just don't get suckered into that shit. And that's just a pro tip. And I've actually heard that from other people who like just create your shop, you know, add it to your cart, but fucking abandon the cart. And it actually gives you the same dopamine, I think, I feel. But yeah. And then
that
honestly.
That doesn't make me feel good.
Some of my favorite shit is like skits and rom-coms on these holiday movies. These terrible
oh my God.
Holiday
this
movies.
This is the holiday movie. My friend Mel always says this. We're going to lose the farm. And it's always the farm. They're going to lose the farm. And then they fall in love with the person on the mm-hmm, farm. Mm-hmm. And happy ever after.
Big city girl comes back to her small town.
Yes.
Guy's also visiting. Or he never left. And they just kind of link up. Oh, dude. I love it.
My
I'll
mom
watch
watches Hallmark movies.
All day.
Every day. All day.
It's
and
a
I
scratch,
can't.
Dude.
I can't, dude.
I scratch
can't.
That itch sometimes. But I just like the skits on those done either by like SNL or people on TikTok. I love the men that dress up like as all the characters and they just fucking kill
and
it.
Do the whole thing. Oh, man. Yeah, I've seen that.
Honestly, the best up and coming talent on TikTok is the acting. Like some of the voiceovers and acting that I see, I cry. I have them saved. They're so great. And it's crazy too because you'll have actual actors make fun of those types of people. But those people are coming up, dude. I'm looking. I hope some of them catch fire.
It's like you with your voice acting.
Oh, my God. I hope so.
I hope
so. For fast, effective relief. I'm going to do that, guys. Like, throw me your money. And people used to make me record their voicemails all the time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You got to fucking, go with it.
I got to afford
these
Christmas.
You say a lot of things and you don't do a lot of things, you know?
Well, she says, she does this podcast. Okay. And then food. There's a bunch of crazy fucking food that I've been eating, but I can't fucking eat anything.
You can't eat anything. Does that mean you can't eat tamales?
I can eat tamales.
Oh, thank God.
I eat tamales like a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just got back from the tamale festival.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Sorry. That tradition is cool. I do think I wish I had that tradition.
My favorite? Strawberry tamales, dude. Oh, my God. These dessert tamales. Ooh, so we go to the tamale festival in Indio. And a big one that we found is tamales. So they'll put... just strawberry coloring and preserve in the masa. So it's just sweet, just strawberry pink, bright pink flavored or looking masa. And then on the inside is strawberry preserve and whipped fucking cream cheese. Oh. And it's so good. I eat it like a breakfast. It's just so fucking yummy. Or you just have just the preserves and then you put whipped cream on it when you're eating it.
Yum. Had that. What life am I living?
Yeah, dude. Another one is the pineapple and pine nuts. So they'll do like a cinnamon flavored masa. And then on the inside is hot pineapple and pine nuts. It's so fucking good, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You didn't bring me any?
I ate all of them, in fact. I ate fucking every last one. Yes. We tried to make some one year. It was terrible. It was bad. It was so bad. We had to fucking eat them, but it was terrible. They did not taste it. But yeah, and then just like a lot of the outfits and holidays parties is kind of what has been trending. I'm living for the holiday party outfits. I went to a fly ass fucking holiday party in Boston.
That holiday party though.
Oh my God. I bought a whole new fit for it. I look like a goddamn angel. It was 70s themed and it did not disappoint.
I thought it was disco thing.
Disco. What year is disco?
I don't know.
70s, right?
Wasn't there.
Fucking K, same.
Whoa.
It did not disappoint. Everyone showed the fuck up for that party. And oh my God, the fit that I had was so on point. And I was wearing my Nana's like mink coat. It was and I realized that I actually really like disco music. Disco music's a vibe.
I could see that. I could see that. Yeah. Disco.
I would fuck up the 70s. Oh, I would have. Absolutely.
You're the second person that's told me that.
I think that's where my heart originally probably started.
I want to be in the 20s.
Really?
Yeah, where they have those big parties like the Great Gatsby.
Oh, okay. And no rights?
No, I don't want the rights. I'm talking about the partying.
No,
dude.
But the party sounds fun.
I'm talking about the partying and the music. Thanks. That's like what you were saying is that you love disco music. I'm saying disco. I would like to go to that.
Oh, I love disco. I love
You know what?
Flare.
Fuck me for my fucking thoughts of where I would want to be.
My opinion, Kay.
She
on
does
my
this
own time
all
track.
The time.
I don't think she would. She'd be. You'd just be fucking trying.
You're right. I want to go back to the 2000s again. God damn.
That's a better answer. Thank you. Fuck. Anyways, yeah, that's just what's hot and trending on my FYP. I don't know what's kicking over on your guys.
We still don't have any rights right now. So don't even fucking try to tell me I wasn't going to have rights in the 20s. That's another episode. Back to Christmas.
Meanwhile,
I got to bring this a little closer.
Back at the sleigh. Back at the sleigh. But yeah, so that's kind of what was trending, but we were getting into just, like, what makes the holidays, I don't know, just all-encompassing, because, like, it's very holistic, the holiday spirit, and it's really just how you're feeling. And we live in a place where it's also winter. It was a beautiful fall, great winter, starting to snow, so I'm super excited about that. But it's hard not to get caught up in the negative shit, dude. Like, almost got to fight myself on it a little bit, but the biggest thing is that consumerism and just this fucking,
everything's
consumption.
Expensive.
Like, everything's wrapped
in plastic.
You
know how much a tree is right now? Ask me how much I spent on my tree.
How much did you spend on your tree?
$95. That's how much a legitimate tree is right now. But guess what, everyone? I support local. It's a local tree. It's a local tree.
Thank God. I actually wrote this.
Christmas time is here.
I actually wrote this on the segment, Am I the Asshole? But I'm going to fucking, because there's so many Am I the Assholes for this holiday edition, we're going to insert it here. And I mentioned it earlier. I'm in my Lorax phase right now to where I'm just like, can we step back and look at how fucked up it is to go into the forest and chop down a living, breathing, beautiful tree and then hang its fucking carcass in the middle of our living room,
looks
dress it up, and then slowly watch it die over a month or two, and then after,
these ones,
throw it away.
These ones live longer.
That's great news.
Yeah. They live a while.
And then they die?
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And they sit in the backyard of your house for a year till they decompose?
That one's in the fucking your dump trailer now.
Dude. What?
But for real, $95. I'm back to that. But like I said, it's local. It's a normal, or I mean not a normal, it's a local business here. That's why I support them. Mm. And they give out free trees. How sweet of them.
That is very,
freaking
very
Cecilia
nice.
Got a free tree. I was like, bitch. Mm,
poor people need Christmas too.
Yeah. Okay. So they give them out for free. So I've been supporting them for 5 years now, four or five.
I heard that fucking thing about renting a tree.
What?
Yeah, dude, which
is
way
better. That's not right.
So, no, that, what? The, see this fucking, okay? I disagree.
Agree, disagree, but.
They wrap up the base of the tree and they gift it to you. And then when you're done, you return it and they put it back in the ground for the next year. And then you can use it over and over and over again.
That's so sweet.
It really fucking is.
Yeah, I guess it's an environmental thing, but I'm still going to get a tree every year.
Okay, yep. Why not? And then it's like, oh, why not just get a plastic tree?
I treat the tree really well.
I bet you do. I bet you water their thing all the time.
Touches the ceiling. I got a big one. Looking
good. That's great. I don't have a tree right now. It's fine.
Well, at least get your kids a fake tree then.
Oh, they have that at their dad's house and at my dad's house.
Okay, cool.
I've been kind of stepping back from holidays a little bit, guys, which is a little crazy. But, like, I make sure my kids have an experience. But I definitely step back from it. But that was a big one, dude. And, like, the hard part is, too, is, like, I wrote this stat down. Americans will spend between $942 and $960 billion during this holiday season, okay?
That's crazy.
Season is probably stretched. I take holiday season as basically right before Halloween all the way through New Year's. And you could even probably fucking stretch it to Valentine's Day if you wanted to, okay?
That's
the holiday season. Q4. And just all the backlash that came from Black Friday. It's a beautiful tree, Val. It looks like it's dying happily.
It's just a little crooked, okay?
With Black Friday, where a bunch of people were finding out that these stores weren't even discounting their Black Friday specials or sales. They were just fucking saying it was a Black Friday special. Or my personal favorite, 2 months before, you know, Black Friday, they rack up the prices and then they drop it down to their basic, you know, the normal price, but they consider it a sale. So it's this illusion of benefiting. But like, they're not changing prices. If anything, they're increasing them. It's so expensive to get, you know, everything up and running. So it's like, okay, well, what are we going to do with this inflation? How are we going to handle this? And like, I have been seeing some, I will also give TikTok this, the craftiest motherfuckers be on this app. Like you and I consider my resourcefulness my superpower from just being raised poor. But like some of the people on this app are so fucking creative. And are so fucking talented. And then they film their talent and tell you how to do it. And you're like, I could make that. So you try. But like, I'm loving the homemade gifts. I'm loving them. I'm living for them. I remember one year I was so broke, I fucking knitted
I
crocheted everybody's shit. I remember staying up to like 3 o'clock in the morning being like, I have to fucking finish this fucking hat.
I'm literally never going to do that.
I believe you.
I can't. I don't know how to do crafts. I can't even cut paper straight, you know?
I can't.
And so I'm just going to purchase it, but I will go to those little shops. You know, this sounds weird. I think it is like corporate kind of. Do you think Cracker Barrel is local?
No, it's a franchise.
Hmm. Well, they have their little store in there, and it's a very cute.
It is a very cute
store. I've gotten your kids' gifts there every year.
I've gotten some good shit.
But I think they buy it from people that make like certain things,
sure.
Like local.
Sure.
It's not stuff that you can find at Target. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It's not like
their vendors are probably exclusive.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to explain.
But they're a chain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're a franchise.
You're right. Let's go to that Christmas store down the street after this.
We're going to hit a few little stops because we're going to stop our mom's
stockings.
See,
I will support local. Yeah. I will. I'm all about that. Yeah. And that's what RTS is about.
It really is. It's like pumping money back into the community. Yeah. I think, honestly, that's been so, like, this unconscious thing where I was like, nah, I can't do that. Because I was literally just shopping online and I was like, I can't do that. We just made this huss and fuss about, like, you know, promoting this local bar and helping our community, and how Val does bring a point. She brings me to, you know, back down to earth, because I get eco-anxiety big time. Like, I want to save the world, but I'm just going to, you know, just trip myself out. And she'll be like, bro, we can't fucking save the world. Fuck the world.
Fuck no, the it's world. Not. I don't say like that. I'm just saying we can't.
No,
save
she just
it.
Says like she just doesn't care about the world.
Oh my
like,
god! How many times are we gonna say that?
Let me bring it to my point.
Okay.
Okay. Full circle. She will bring me back down to earth, and she will remind me, but we can take care of what's in our fucking backyard. She was like, we can't do that. You know, we can't save the world, but by golly,
okay,
we can buy from the parking spot instead of Starbucks. But you know, we can give to the people in our schools, in our jurisdiction, in our backyard. We don't have to fucking save the world yet. Like, you know, first stop, Boise, Idaho.
No, it's true. I know that sounds weird. Just like even Caldwell, Nampa. Yeah, those are the places that need it more than Boise.
So,
you know?
Yeah. So now we were even telling. I was like, I'm excited for this podcast to come up, because when we start getting money, dude, I'm just excited to give it away.
Oh, I know. Like, that's what I'm excited about.
I was excited to give money away.
We're manifesting to get money so we can give it to other people. So we're like Robin Hood. We're like Robin Hood. We're going to steal it and then fucking give it away.
Give it to people. We're just going to give them to okay.
She'll give you stuff for free.
I'll give
free.
You stuff. I'll stuff that stocking for sure. No, so this brings us so I just try not to get into the negative world, downward whirlwind, you know, and this fucking division of it. Because holiday season, regardless of what you celebrate, is supposed to bring people together. It's supposed to, you know, you're supposed to care for each other, look out for one another. Yes, gift giving, sure, but really just quality time. That's my love language, that quality time. So that's a big part of it, which kind of brings us into the happy parts of holidays, which is like traditions. And I think traditions are so fucking interesting, honestly, in the root of traditions. I never understand why, but what is your favorite holiday tradition? You just actually, you said earlier, the games, which is a new tradition.
That's my new favorite.
It was like an OG.
Ugh, I got something in my eye.
Looking at lights was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was something we always did. We haven't done that in the past couple years. I would say stockings it was always fun to do, like, you know, open your stocking,
decorate your stocking.
I think also Christmas Eve when you're little and your mom let you open one gift, mm-hmm. that was always my favorite.
Yeah.
And you like pick the one, you're like, oh, I think I'm going to do this one.
The best one.
Oh, another tradition that I love is me, my mom, my sister, and my sister-in-law, we wear matching pajamas on Christmas Eve and then Christmas
morning. That was one
morning.
Of the, like, fucking quirky-ass American things. I was like, does anybody else wear matching onesies for Christmas?
Mm-mm-mm. We're so cute.
Just
but
us.
But actually, our pajamas this year are not Christmas. They're Mickey Mouse ones.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, they're cute, but they're
very
not
on
completely,
brand.
Like, Christmas.
No, we don't. I don't think we've ever done that. And I remember one time fucking that au pair that came overseas was like, can we do this? And then I went to Target to go buy some matching, and they were expensive. And I was like, no, we're not
doing
that. So
Leslie always finds the cheapest. I think they were $14.
A piece? Uh-huh. Dang. And then have them all in each everyone's size?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
We do it all the time.
My grandma gifted me a set for me and the kids and their dad 1 year, and it was really cute. We wore the shit out of it. But, like, regardless, I don't do that tradition. It's not that I don't. It has to be gifted to me. I love, like, gingerbread house making. Some families fucking take that shit up a notch, though.
Yeah.
They're like, here's how to design the best fucking gingerbread house so you could win this year's holiday. And you're like, Jesus Christ, is that a camper? Like, what is that? But I think it's a very interesting holiday. I don't know how that, our tradition. I love the stockings being hung. Mm-hmm. I think it always looks cute. My mom always does a great job with that. I always listen to Christmas music.
Oh,
that's
I forgot.
My
that's
crack.
My favorite thing.
And I, that, that's
what's
the thing.
Your favorite Christmas song?
Christmas time is here. God damn. Whew. I put that on for my kids, the fucking Charlie Brown Christmas special, and my son was like, can we turn this off? I was like, no, we're
that
watching it.
That is the
it.
Epitome of this new generation.
And then
fuck
fucking Charlie
that.
Brown, dude. Charlie Brown's an OG. He's like, I'm fucking depressed, dude. Like, this holiday kind of, like, I don't know what it is, but I got the ick. Like, and I was like, this is important conversations.
Yeah.
Like, this is woke-ass shit. Like,
and we didn't know it was woke-ass shit until
now. Just like, I'm fucking depressed. Like,
and then
know.
The kid that carries his blanket around.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot.
Linus.
Yeah. But
yeah,
someone asked me, my trainer said, what's your favorite Christmas song? And I was like, blank. I was like, now that I think I was like, I love every Christmas song except the new ones. Yeah, like I don't like the new ones. Like when Ariana Grande and they all do it, I don't like that. I do like Pentatonix. That's the only thing I listen to is Pentatonix and then classic Christmas hits. Yeah, that is it.
I do classic Christmas hits.
When it's like Frank Sinatra and like, yeah, it's like all those people. The other shit's stupid.
When I'm feeling froggy, I'll do like techno Christmas remix.
It's like,
oh my gosh, that's sweet. I've never listened to that.
Yeah, dude. Gets kids jazz, gets me going.
But yeah, the classics are the best.
It's I don't think I've ever been caroling when I was little.
Caroling. No one's going to invite me caroling.
You could just be the cymbals. Or the bell, the cowbell. Fuck, Mel. Get her out of there. Oh, man, dude.
I wasn't allowed in choir either at school.
Yeah.
Just kidding, I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. stick to the court, Val. Yeah, and then there's like other interesting ones, you know, hide a pickle in a tree. Have you heard about that one?
No, I saw that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, dude, pickle in a tree.
It's like POV. I don't know.
You heard of POV? How about pickle in a tree?
Okay.
So this kink is where you go out and you buy a fucking pickle ornament or, in the old cases, an actual fucking pickle, dude.
Okay, okay. I like pickles.
And you put the pickle ornament, you hide it somewhere in the tree, and the snag is the first kid to wake up and find it gets to basically get a special present or a special treatsies, or kind of kicks off the kick, you know, the handing out of the gifts or whatever. But I thought that was an interesting one. That's mostly German. Nine. And then I thought another one too, like ugly Christmas sweater parties is a great tradition.
Yes, that's cool.
Do we get invited to those? No,
no,
would we go?
I haven't been to one.
Yeah. So if you want to invite us, we're here. I have an ugly Christmas sweater. Right now, in fact.
Oh, my God. So she's wearing it right now.
It's actually just a shirt my mom gave me. But I do have an ugly Christmas sweater. I thought that was all fun. And, like, under the mistletoe, that shit under the mistletoe, I don't know where the fuck that came from. I didn't have time to research on that. But
a dude just wanted to kiss a chick, and that's why they did mistletoe.
So I don't mind that one. It's a little creepy, but I don't mind it. Eggnog. I love eggnog. I also think, like, the egg and the brandy. Dude. Not with this gut.
Oh, not anymore. I'm just saying he used to.
If I'd have known the last time I drank eggnog was probably the last time I drank eggnog, I think I just would have cherished it a little bit better.
Slowly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What about, bathed in it? What about people that have birthdays near Christmas?
Bro.
That fucking sucks. I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed that I don't.
I'm so sorry you got to share a birthday with Jesus. Like, that's fucking, I'm sorry. Like, my daughter.
You don't get presents. You don't get shit.
I mean, you do. My daughter. So my daughter was originally supposed to be born on Christmas, and I remember my my doctor being like, "I don't work on Christmas, so do you want this baby out before or after?" And I was like, "Fucking yesterday."
Yeah.
So he's like, "All right, let's schedule it for the 18th instead of the 25th." And honestly, I think if I would have kept her in my belly, she would have been a New Year's baby. She wasn't done yet, but we got her out on the 18th, so that's her birthday. But it also right up again, fucking 8 days, you know what I mean? 7 days before Christmas is a nightmare.
Girl math.
Q4 is a broke bitch quarter for me because, like, it goes my son's birthday, Thanksgiving, my daughter's birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and then, boom, Valentine's Day. But, like, I work really, really hard to separate church and state for her because I don't want that. I don't want that whole passing over. My family's done great. But also, I'm a minimalist, and there is so much abundance with kids' toys. Like, I cannot tell you how many toys I've had to literally be like, just, oh, they played with it one time. I got to get rid of it because we're moving or we're downsizing or whatever. It's not even a practical toy. It's just stuff. It's shit. It's stuff. Sometimes they use it. Sometimes they don't. Clothing is always great, but, like, experiences are the way to go, right? But yeah, that's really hard. I work to not decorate when I did have a house. Currently homeless, but we're in a home, but less.
They have a roof over their
heads. We have a roof over our heads. We're cozy. We're having a great time. Don't worry about us. I don't decorate until after her birthday. So literally the night of her birthday, like, happy, happy birthday. The next morning, we decorate the tree, we put up the lights, and we fucking call it a day. And then that way, I only have, like, a week of Christmas, which I'm fine with. Like, I'm good with that. And then we just hang it out till fucking Valentine's Day. We just let that Christmas shit sit until fucking their dad's birthday. And then we're good. And then we take it all down. But I think, yeah, having a birthday on Christmas, and like, I think when she's older, because right now we're having a holiday themed, a Nightmare Before Christmas party, because she loves dress up and she loves Nightmare Before Christmas. And I think when she's older, possibly doing a Christmas in July or a birthday in July. Mm-hmm. So that way she can have like a pool party and then being like, bitch, that's going to be your birthday though for the year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's really hard to make those kids feel special and different, especially on Christmas. Like, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, that sucks. Anyways, on to more important topics. But there's, I think there's always a great way to, if you do have kids that are born on Christmas, I think there's a great way to separate that for them and still make them feel special. Possibly even name them Jesus. I don't know. I think that could really go a long way for them. They could get a lot of free shit on that day. But there's another one that I found called Boxing Day. Which was a holiday tradition. I had no idea. It's more of a British tradition. And it used to be kind of cultivated for where the wealthy would essentially give their servants like a box of a bonus of sorts. Usually it was like baked goods, money, whatever, to take home the day after Christmas, because the servants still had to serve on Christmas. Mm. Like, they had to do the Christmas holiday parties. But then after, they would get to go spend time with their family. Modern day now is just a day to chill, like to unbox and get rid of all the boxes that your gifts came in, really chill and use all your presents and just eat good food and relax after a big holiday. So I thought that was an interesting one. I'd have never heard of that. I was like, what the fuck's Boxing Holiday on December 26th, the day after? And then, like, I found out Venezuela, they do rollerblading to church is, like, their fucking Christmas thing. And, like, the whole town shuts down till 8 p.m. so everyone can get there safely. And I thought that was really cool. And then Portugal, I thought, had a really interesting one. They set out an extra place setting at the family dinner for the deceased to honor them. And it's really, I like to push good fortune, but ultimately just to give them a say. And it kind of reminded me of that fucking movie where they, you know, set out candles and everything. Coco. Yeah. What is it? Coco. To where, and then I was thinking, like, all the families that don't get a place setting and they're just, like, waiting on the other side. Like, oh, my family did lay out a place setting for me this year. But I thought that was really fucking cool to kind of take a moment and be like, yeah, that's for all of the people that have left us. You know, or we're still remembering them during Christmas. So I like that. Good job, Portugal. That's cool. But I think overall, like, I don't have any weird Christmas traditions. Like, my family's not – we're kind of – I don't know. They'll lie to me and tell me, yeah, we have traditions. We're super about family. And I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. When's the last time you talked to my brother? Okay. That's what I thought. No. We're a bit dysfunctional.
I think.
Your family is like super in step in the holidays, though.
I think we revolve everything around food. Typical plus size.
Yeah. We're plus size. We're our plus holidays size. Arrive.
We don't get gifts. We get food.
It revolves around food. Fucking, I would love that, actually.
You're gluten-free now, so it's lame. You can't
gluten-free food? Even better. You did the legwork for me and gifted me all these things I can eat. The intention.
Ugh, I'm not doing that.
Okay. You'll just give me a Skims.
Yeah, Skims way better.
Yeah, suck it in. But yeah, we don't have any, like, die fast traditions or anything crazy. But, you know, it is what it is. Family is family is family is family. We're all fucked up in our own little way, I think. But
totally.
I don't know how people do, because we were even talking about this too, like, not having family during the holidays. Like,
that would be sad.
That's my kid's dad, dude. Like, that's, I think, the hard part. And we have some friends that don't have family, or they don't talk to their family.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're like, I couldn't imagine. Yeah, my family's kind of a pain in the butt sometimes. But, like, they're my family, and I always have a place to go on, you know, on the day of. And, like, I think about it, and especially my kid's dad, I always have a place in my heart for it, because I'm just like, damn, like, I'm sorry.
Wow, and, like, and you were his family, and you were like, bye.
Bye. No, he's still alive. He's still coming to family dinner, but
I'm
for
just
sure,
kidding.
Though. Yeah, no,
wow,
there's
you're
a
so thoughtful.
Couple cold Christmases, won't lie. Don't be. And that's the hard part, too, is, like, okay, we're on good terms now, but, like, when you're with a narcissist, holidays are fucking scary, okay? Yeah. Now, I'm not necessarily saying he is a narcissist. I feel he's come a long way. He has strong narcissistic tendencies.
Yeah.
Where we're like, yeah, this guy's narcissistic. And he'll even admit, yeah, I'm not, you know, and consciously working on it. But when you have a family full of narcissists or you're with a narcissist, holidays are fucking psychologically unsafe.
Well, what do they say? Birthdays and holidays. Oh, yep.
Yep. Anything, yeah. Anything not about them, like, is super crazy. And, like, that was Christmas Day was the kickoff to the demise, the final, you know, the demise of my relationship, because it was just like,
no wonder
fuck.
You don't like Christmas the past couple years.
Yeah, I would say
that. Oh my God, well, we just figured that out.
Unconsciously?
Yeah.
Probably. Or like, I just
you
have
mean
this
subconsciously?
Like,
subconsciously?
What the fuck ever. Consciously. But like, yeah, I'd say the last few years definitely had a negative taste in my
that
mouth
makes
for
sense.
Sure.
I was like,
and
what?
Also like,
I mean, like that. Oh.
This consumerism and the world, you know, and like just all this fucking capitalistic bullshit,
trauma,
and over purchasing
and
surplus and fucking trauma. So I don't know. I think the last few years I've definitely pulled back a little bit.
You
my
put,
family's noticed.
You put trauma and inflation together. Fuck.
Fuck Christmas. Trauma and inflation edition. But yeah, I don't necessarily have, I mean, my least favorite, I don't necessarily have my least favorite holidays where I'm like, oh my God, I have to go do that. My family, like my mom or my stepdad are good. God, so many families. My dad and stepmom are really good about taking pictures and sending out holiday cards. I've never sent out a holiday card. I love that for people. And the ones who do funny ones, like, oh my God, so funny. But I've never been able to do that. I don't really do that, sending out holiday cards or any of that shit. But like, they're super good at that shit and making cookies and peanut brittle. Mm-hmm. I will say my favorite one thing, too, is my dad makes jalapeno peanut brittle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. It's every year I look forward to it. Every year I eat it and I hope I don't even give a fuck. It's so good. And he should sell it, but he probably will sell it to you. He'll sell it to you.
I don't want it.
You'd be like, fucking Venmo me. I gave you. Oh, I thought that was a gift. No.
Yeah, he goes, send me the Venmo. I about died.
My dad's a fucking hustler. He's always send me the Venmo. Oh, my God.
I had a thought and then I forgot.
Can we just give a shout out to Krampus? Like, fuck being on the naughty list. Scare your kids with Krampus, okay?
What's Krampus?
Krampus?
We can't go into it. Oh, tell me later.
Google it. It's okay. Fucking scary, though. It's basically this. It's a half-goat, half-demon.
Oh.
To fucking scare kids into being good little motherfuckers, okay? Fuck the naughty list. Krampus, come get you. He's scary. He's a demon, bro. Fucking demon, dude. Yeah, that'll scare you straight. But no, I went on to, like, on Reddit, right? We were just talking about Am I the Asshole Holiday Edition, because there's a lot of weird gray areas when it comes to fucking holidays. But no, we'll start from the top. What's number one? Am I the asshole?
For telling my kids the truth about Santa Claus. Yeah, you're an asshole. Let them be fucking innocent for a little bit.
What if they ask?
If they ask, then you can have a discussion, but I'm saying let it go until they ask. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep, kids are so not innocent anymore.
Yeah, you gotta
and they don't,
that.
Yeah, you can't, if you're not going to protect that, that's on you. I don't care. I'm not a parent, but I do truly believe that keeping the innocence, because adult life, you already have to deal with so much. Let them fucking live in a fantasy world for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, my son's definitely asked, and I've been like straight up. The biggest thing was a tooth fairy.
Yeah.
He was like, I want to set up an experiment. I want to put up your camera, and I want to see if this. And I was like, that's fucking brilliant. I couldn't have come up with a better answer myself. Like, I think I'm doing this parenting thing right.
Yeah.
And me and B were just beaming. We were so proud. And I was like, fuck, I hope he does that with Santa Claus. But I'll be straight up with him, absolutely. And he already has. He's asked very legitimate questions where we're like, okay, buddy. Like, you want the truth, or what do you want? And he's like, I want the truth. And it's really great because he still has these sparks and moments, too, with his little sister. And he still goes to Santa and he loves it. Like,
yeah,
it's great. But no, I mean, I don't think I would agree with you. I would say you're the asshole if you come out right and be like, fucking Santa's not real.
Yeah.
But if they're asking you, I tell them the truth, because there's nothing more like fucking going your whole life believing in something. And then your family being like, just kidding. That was us the whole time.
Yeah.
That was us the whole fucking time. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's, I agree with you there. I agree.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
How about, am I the asshole for not wanting my significant other to go to my holiday party since they can't behave themselves?
No.
That sounds like you need to have an intervention with your significant other is what that sounds like to me. Sums off if they can't behave themselves at a holiday party.
Bitch. That's a boundary.
Yeah.
That's a boundary. And I agree. You got to have a conversation.
How embarrassing.
Fucking been there. It is.
Yeah.
Been there. It fucking is embarrassing. It's really fucking hard. And then you get that whole time you can't even be fucking present at the party. He's in your fucking guts. You're literally like, how many drinks have they had? Mm-hmm. Where are we at with that? Ooh, their energy shifted. Ooh, that guy looked at me a little longer. You're just like fucking all up in your head. And it's embarrassing for other people because they feel that energy too. And you got to pull them aside. Fuck that.
And
you
are like, not an asshole. That's Amanda's significant other. Jeez. We were waiting to meet him and now we're like, ooh.
Yikes. Right. And it's in yourself too. Like you getting too tossed. If you're the fucking significant other, bro, them stating that boundary, being like, dude, you embarrassed me last year. Or like, you fucking have a problem. The last few parties we've been to at the Super Bowl, you were inside out. Like,
or
no.
Not even with drinking. They just say inappropriate things.
Oh, my God. Or they overshare. Or they're sharing shit with your superiors. You know what I mean? Because they don't know who's who at the fucking party. And they're just, like, oversharing shit. That was my thing. When I went to this company party, I was like, whoever I meet, I can't tell them that I do a podcast and talk about butt stuff. Because she's not going to like that. She's respected here. Like, I'm just going to take pictures of them. It's going to be fine. Know your fucking lane and support role as a significant other at a party. Check how much you fucking drink. That just sucks. Sucks for fucking everybody. Don't do it. Coming from a bias. It's not fun. I don't like it. I don't think you're the asshole for doing that. That's a boundary.
Am I the asshole for refusing to go to my in-laws for Christmas?
Ooh. This one's tough, dude. Situational variance.
Yeah, it would have to be. We would have to know more details on that Reddit. Thanks
there,
a lot.
Well, no, I put the link on there because there was a couple of examples. But, like, a lot of them were my mother-in-law's fucking toxic as fuck.
Yeah.
She's toxic. She makes me feel uncomfortable. She says inappropriate things. But it's also you coming back to the relationship that your husband has or your spouse has with their mom or their dad. And if that makes you uncomfortable because your spouse won't vouch for you, then we need to have a bigger conversation.
But it's not only about vouching. That's where Real Talk Sundays comes into it. If you don't feel comfortable enough to have a real conversation with your mother-in-law, again, super situational, and you could have it with your partner or without and get it figured out. You're just going to avoid it for forever because you're married forever. Are you just going to avoid it? Mm-mm. That's, you're toxic too.
And there's, I think, a subpart to that I put on there too. Your in-laws, but they're, because you don't want to stay at their house. Like, are you the asshole for not wanting to stay at your in-laws' house when you're traveling to meet them, right?
And staying in a hotel.
Staying in a hotel, right?
People get offended by that really bad. Yeah.
Could you imagine? You're like, if I was coming from out of town and your mom was like, I will host you, I'd be like, no, I'll just I'll just stay at the fucking Marriott.
Yeah.
She'd be like, the fuck?
Or even my house not good enough for you?
My auntie, you'd be like, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with my house? Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. And again, situational, because like in some cases, bro, your in-laws are hoarders or your in-laws are gross.
If it's a gross house, I get
it. It's a gross house where there's a lot of people chaos and I want to fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, might be disrespectful. And then there was another one too, where it's like, am I the asshole for asking everybody not to drink when I have a drinking problem, or vice versa, okay? To where it's like, I want to drink. And a lot of people in the house don't necessarily drink, but you do. That's fucking my family to a T. I don't have a substance abuse issue. I don't have issues with alcohol. But everybody around me seems to have issues. So I have to, you know, stop and not have an eggnog with brandy or not have a neat whiskey just in case, because my dad doesn't know how to fucking turn it off.
Yeah.
And my partner is sober. And so that's the hard part too. Or even like smoking weed. You have some of those family members that are like, what were you doing? I was fucking went for a walk and I'm high as a fucking kite. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. But like, I think that shit is crazy. Like, are you the asshole for asking that of the people in your family, either to drink or I'm drinking, whether you guys don't want me to or not? Like, it's hard because I've been in that situation to where it's like, society and your family is going to make you the asshole. You're going to be the asshole. Either way you cut it. If it's not what the status quo wants of the group, you're the fucking asshole because you're now making it uncomfortable for everybody. And it's just like, whatever, it sucks. Like, I think about that all the time. I'm constantly tracking. It's a fucking tick.
It's a trauma tick for you, but I want to respect somebody that's really trying to be sober if that's for them. I will respect it. I'm not going to take shots in front of them.
Yeah.
Even when we went to Vegas with B, I asked specifically, is this going to be okay?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the respectful way. And then they can tell you, actually, no, I'm going to step out or I'm going to. Don't you think? Because you're going to Vegas, so you're going to, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like that was the most I can do on my end.
Or like, this is getting too much. I'm going to step out, guys. Yeah. And allowing that in that safe space. I think that's good.
Last one, because we're out of time. Am I the asshole for not inviting someone who has nowhere to go for the holidays to come with me? I have done this. I think it is, you always offer. Just like my friend the other day, this is a different friend, was like, I don't have anywhere to go. My mom went out of town. Her dad just recently passed. And I'm like, oh, well, you can come to our place. Like, my parents love you. You know what I mean? But I do think offering is great. And if they come, that's great. But you also have to ask others and then whoever's hosting it. And then you kind of do feel that awkwardness of like making sure they're good rather than focusing on your normal holiday.
And it's like, are we doing gifts after?
You don't want to do that.
I've only offered a couple of times. And like Friendsgivings and friend Christmases are my favorite too. I'll invite more people to those, right? To where it's more casual. But like my family, honestly, I don't even want to subject you to that. I don't even want you to come and sit with this fucking weird ass people that I barely tolerate. Like, nah.
I just remembered something when because my parents are like that. They are my whole life. So there's people that join in. But then you panic and you're like, we got to get them a gift because you don't want them to feel left out. And we've rushed and got people gifts because you want them to feel good
part
too.
Part of it. Yeah. Included and like wholesome. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily, so for not inviting them. So I hear your answer being yes, you're the asshole. If you know
I don't think
a person,
you're the asshole. I think it depends on your family dynamic and what you're willing to do.
Because I feel like that's social obligation. Because you're over here like, you should at least offer.
Yeah,
and
if you don't offer, like, you're an asshole.
Offer if you don't fucking really want me to be there. I'm not a pity fuck.
A pity fuck. I'm just saying, like, it could go either way for me, I think.
Yeah.
Depends who it is, too. And how embarrassing they are or not.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Honestly. To where there's some friends where I'm like, there's no way you can come over and chill with my dad. Are you kidding me? Or like, come up to my mom's house, but that'll be weird. You know, fuck, you like dogs?
I'm not inviting Corrado to Christmas.
Anyways, he won't eat when he comes over anyway.
I know. We saw him eat for the first time, everyone. Last week.
Anyways, I did want to touch on this last one, and then we'll fucking bounce out. But like re-gifting, or like, am I the asshole for returning or re-gifting a gift that was given to me?
I think re-gifting is fucked up. I do. I'd rather you return it than re-gift
like a motherfucker.
I know you do. But I'm saying I would rather you return it than re-gift it and get something you wanted. So I was at my White Elephant the other night at work, and one girl opens it and she goes, is this a re-gift? And looks at her. She's like, is this a re-gift? Because it was already kind of open. She's like, no. Like, you know, it probably was. But I just thought it was funny that she got called out for it.
A re-gift-aholic.
But no, but I think that's not right.
Sorry.
Because if someone like thoughtfully thought they were getting something good for you and you're like, fuck, I'm going to re-gift this. That's fucked. Just return it.
I will say usually the gifts I re-gift are not those gifts that are like, oh, I put so much into this.
I've never re-gifted something.
I fucking re-gift all the time.
But I think I make it pretty clear of what I want and I don't want.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. But yeah, if you give me something generic or something that smells I don't really like it, or just
only re-gifted a bag, like use a bag multiple times.
Course.
That's all I've done.
That's also part of
the
holidays.
I'm such a better person than you. I've never re-gifted anything.
Super proud of you for that. If you don't have a bag of bags in the back of your closet, are you even 30?
I don't.
Like,
I don't.
What I mean? Like, I've I literally went and got them out of storage because I was like, it's holiday season. This is the year of keeping paper. I have to do it.
I just love Christmas.
Isn't it great?
Just talking about this is such a good time.
It's exciting. It is exciting.
1, 2, 3.
Christmas time is here.
Ooh.
Holiday and cheer. Or is it happiness?
I'm just kidding.
Happiness and cheer. Oh. Speaking of songs, your Real Talk Sundays artist and song for
this week.
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, bitches. You ho, ho, hoes. We love you. Thanks for listening. Your song and artist is, the artist is Code. Cody? K-O-D-E. Code, I think. Cody. Bad Choices. This has nothing to do with Christmas. It's just a great fucking way to get on the naughty list. So enjoy. Peace out.